Well, Pete, I know Saints fans are excited about new players coming into the fold over the next 2 to 3 days. You already have had new players come into the fold on the offensive side of the football in the last weeks and a little over a month's time. The free agent additions, I think, are exciting to talk about at this point, Pete.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we're excited about all the guys that have come in. Obviously, the signing of AP, that's been something that's, you know, a future Hall of Famer we're real excited about. We feel really good about Larry Wolford at the guard position, going to bring some power. He's a smart player, the type of guy that we're looking for. We're excited to have Ted Ginn, and then getting Chase Daniel back is big.
Yeah, Chase Daniel back in that room where it seemingly was such a comfortable fit for him and for you guys. What was that conversation like with Chase after things were put back together again?
Well, I think he's just real excited. I think that he realizes the opportunity to be in that room with Drew Brees is something that's valuable to him. And we know he went away for a couple of years, but we're glad to have him back.
No doubt. Adrian Peterson, boy, that's an exciting 1-2 punch right now. When you think about that from a coordinator standpoint, do the wheels start cranking early as far as how that can play out, or what kind of a role would Adrian have as opposed to maybe what he had earlier in his career, Pete?
Well, I would say this, that group, that room has always been really a multiple use for us. We've had guys in that room that really have their role, but we're really excited about, you know, him and Mark with the 1-2 punch, and they'll clearly have their roles defined, and we're excited here in these next couple of weeks where we'll start getting a chance to be in the classroom with these guys and then get on the field.
Is there still a need, Pete, that you'd like to see maybe perhaps get met during the draft? Is that possible at this point?
Well, I think that it really comes down to, as you're going to the draft and you're getting ready to pick, if there's a player available that you think is a good fit and has value at that pick, whether it's offense or defense, I think that's the way we'll go.
Yeah. As far as players making the jump from college to pro, what have you noticed, Pete, about that transition over the years, that ability to not necessarily make an impact right away, but make the adjustment?
Well, I think maybe it varies case to case. I think some players come in and do have an immediate impact, and then there's some that, you know, that maybe are in the building and you're developing them. I think all those questions get answered over time, but, you know, our scouts do such a great job, our college and our pro scouts, Jeff Ireland, that whole group, and they do such a great job with their vision.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, all the best to you guys tonight. I know that a lot of folks are talking defense with regard to the Saints, but let's not forget about the offensive side of the football either.
Whatever's best for the team.
Sounds good.
Okay.